From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Somali police report that at least 15 people were killed when Al-Shabaab attacked a hotel near Mogadishu's airport on Saturday. A suicide car bomber attacked late Saturday afternoon outside the Hotel Nasr Hablan. Gunfire was heard shortly afterward inside the hotel, according to officials. More than two dozen people were injured. Police also said an unknown number of people inside the hotel had been taken hostage. A spokesman for the Mogadishu Regional Administration told VOA's Somali service that the siege was over. He said security personnel stormed the hotel Saturday night and were searching for the gunman. The hotel, often used by politicians and military officials, is located north of the city's airport. Russian and Syrian government airplanes killed at least 45 people, including children, Saturday in a town in eastern Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that the strikes hit the town of Kurye in Deir Zor province, which borders Iraq and is mostly controlled by the Islamic State militant group. Meanwhile, the Syrian Democratic Forces rebel group, a coalition of Kurdish and Arab forces backed by aerial support from the U.S.-led coalition, clashed with Islamic State inside Manbij, a key stronghold of the extremist group. Manbij had been one of the major supply stops for Islamic State militants through areas of northern Syria that they control. Local activists say that the loss of the town would be a significant setback for the terror group. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The founding members of the European Union on Saturday urged quick negotiations about Britain's departure from the bloc, saying the other 27 countries need to move ahead and think about the future. In a display of unity in Berlin, foreign ministers of the six founding members urged quick negotiations to avoid prolonged financial and political insecurity for the continent. Didier Reynders is Belgium's foreign minister. German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier also said that negotiations on a British exit or Brexit should begin as soon as possible, and he added that intensive European discussions were needed. All of the foreign ministers spoke of the need for a renegotiation to avoid instability. Pope Francis paid tribute to the 1.5 million Armenians killed in 1915 at the Genocide Memorial and Museum in Armenia's capital on Saturday. On the second day of his trip, Francis placed a wreath at the memorial and stood silently in prayer before an eternal flame that overlooks a hillside in the capital, Yerevan. He said, "I pray here with pain in my heart that such tragedies will not happen again, that humanity does not forget and knows how to overcome evil with good. May God protect the memory of the Armenian people." Francis, who is on a three-day visit to the country, used the Armenian term Metsyagern, but added to his prepared text on Friday the word genocide to refer to what he called the first deplorable series of catastrophes of the past century. He denounced the World War I-era mass killings by Ottoman Turks, using that term genocide, a term that the Turkish government rejects. As of yet, there has been no reaction from Turkey, which promptly recalled its ambassador to the Vatican after Francis used the term genocide last year. U.S. President Barack Obama has designated a site in the heart of New York City as a national park and the first U.S. national monument to gay rights. In his weekly media address, the president said that the Stonewall National Monument in Greenwich Village will be the country's first national monument to tell the story of the struggle for LGBT rights. He said, "I believe our national parks should reflect the full story of our country, the richness and diversity and uniquely American spirit that has always defined us." The Stonewall Tavern was popular with gays and lesbians and was a focal point of street rioting that broke out in 1969. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.